The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning, John.
Pleasure it's always to be a pleasure here. When Otto's with us, because he does his homework, and he has very good questions for our guests.
Oh, now I'm under pressure.
Just a bit about Project Independence before we start. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help seniors age in place. And the most important thing you have to remember about Project Independence is 311. You call it at any time for a question. If you need a service, transportation for shopping, transportation for medical, there's exercise programs, there's conferences, you name it. I mean, there's various... the word is escaping me right now. Lectures, that's what I'm saying. All during the weeks, every day throughout the town of North Hempstead, there's something going on sponsored by Project Independence. And to know how to do it, either listen to the Christina Liu Show at 11:30 every Friday or call 311. We're going to go to our first guest, who is probably the most loved man in the town of North Hempstead, our Charlie Berman, who is the receiver of taxes. Good morning, Charlie.
Hi, good morning, John.
How you doing?
Good morning,
Adam.
Good morning.
Charlie, we're lucky Charlie's with us today because Charlie had a wisdom tooth pulled yesterday.
I did.
So he's a trooper.
So he's less wise now, right?
I did. One down, three to go.
Oh, you have to have the other three to...
No.
I was going to say, oh, that's not fun to look forward to.
I hope not.
Okay.
But I did go up to Great Neck, and I did go to a great oral surgeon there, just in case anybody needs to see one, Dr. Rastigar. So I think I should mention him since I'm here today.
We could probably have a show just on wisdom teeth.
Do you
have to have them out? What do you have to have them out?
Are you listening, Christina?
Is it a mandatory thing? I had mine out when I was just a kid.
All of them? All four?
All four, yeah.
I have two out.
Yeah.
The top two only. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't remember why.
Well, that'd be for another show.
Exactly. Yeah.
The wisdom
we need
hour.
Charlie now for the things other than wisdom teeth. Charlie's been going around the town doing seminars, which is very important. There's one coming up October 25th. Tell us what it's about.
Right. Well, we'll be doing a property exemption seminar, and this one will be focusing on the STAR exemption. I've been doing these, starting in early September, and we do the exemption seminars now because this is really the height of the exemption application period and the renewal period for those exemptions that have to be renewed. It's really part one of my program. Part two has to do with grievances, challenges to the assessment, which we'll be doing starting in January. But we do have...
So STAR has to be completed by this year,
December? All of the exemption applications, there's a deadline in Nassau County every year to get on the following tax rolls
right.
for the following year, which is the first day of business in January. So this year,
okay.
The deadline will be January 2nd, 2017. There was a new change to the STAR law, and it does affect people who have applied for STAR or have, recently bought a new property in New York State and want to get STAR. They no longer apply for the exemption on the tax bill. They now have to apply directly to the state to get a credit. So the state has actually launched a new program. Everybody who's in the exemption program will remain in the exemption
okay.
program, and there's about 44,000 people that have basic STAR. And about 6,900 people that have enhanced STAR.
North Hempstead.
Correct, yeah. In North Hempstead. But anybody, and this, the way they wrote this bill, which they wrote this past spring and signed into law and then they rolled it right out, anybody who applied for STAR in Nassau County after January 2nd, 2015, is going to have to actually apply to the state to get into the new program. It's called the STAR Credit Program. Old program is the STAR exemption program. New program is the STAR credit program. So I explain all of this, in the seminar. but there is a difference. In the exemption program, you actually get the exempted amount reduced on your tax bill. You see it on your tax bill. So if your taxes are $14,000, and remember, STAR is for school tax.
Right.
Stands for the New York State School Property Tax Relief Program. So if your school tax bill is $14,000, if you have a basic STAR, the average basic STAR is worth $1,000 in North Hempstead. If you have an enhanced STAR, the average is worth $2,000. But you'll see on your tax bill, that you build $14,000, you'll see a minus $1,000 for basic STAR, and you'll see a net bill for $13,000. Okay. So it's right there. It reduces your tax bill. Going forward, for people who want to get STAR, they have to get a STAR credit and register with the state. I'll give you the website and the phone number. They have to register with the state, and they will get a check from the state comparable to the amount of the exemption. So their tax bill will say $14,000, but then they can get a check back from the state if they're in basic STAR for $1,000, or if they're in enhanced STAR for $2,000. So this is only for
January of 2015 and on.
Anybody who applied for STAR in Nassau County after January 2nd, 2015.
Okay.
Right. They do have to go into this program. So there is this one overlap year, and, you know, the state rolled this out immediately, and it does apply to this October 2016-2017 school tax bill. But anybody who didn't get STAR on their school tax bill or enhanced STAR and they applied, they still can apply for the check for this year as long as they do it by November 10th, 2016. Okay. So that's important information, too.
How do they get
that? It's actually a website for the STAR credit. Yeah. It's www.tax.ny.gov. I know a lot of seniors still don't regularly use, you know, a laptop.
Tax.ny?
Yeah, www.tax.ny.gov. There's also a telephone number. So you could do this by calling the state. The state has an open number, and they have live operators that help people. And this is more important. You have to dial, you know, 1-518, because it's in Albany. So it's 518-457-2036. So that number would be the number that somebody would call. Sure. 518-457-2036. And now, that would be the number somebody would call if they're looking to get STAR for this year, for 2016-17, and they don't have it on their tax bill. Now, they have to be qualified.
Right, I understand that part.
Okay.
Okay. Now, and also, just before you go, Otto, 311. If you don't have a pen with you right now, call 311. They will have the information that Charlie just gave you to pass on to you.
Now, just to be clear, if you had STAR exemption before, then it's on your tax bill and you do not have to reapply?
Correct.
Right.
So everybody who's in the exemption program, as long as you were in the exemption program previously, you will continue going forward in the exemption program as long as you qualify. For basic STAR, that means the property has to be a primary residence and you can't be earning more than $500,000 a year in adjusted gross income, less taxable IRA distributions. For enhanced STAR, obviously, the person has to be a senior. The property has to be their primary residence, and they have to be earning under $86,000 a year adjusted gross income, less taxable IRA distributions, and that's based on 2015 income tax returns.
Now, I have a question for you on that one, because this is a personal question. If you had enhanced STAR before, but all of a sudden along comes a 1099 for, in this case, tuition reimbursement, which now is 1099 becomes income and ends up on your adjusted gross income, which knocks you out of STAR, or it could be any other type of 1099 that maybe was a windfall for that particular year. But next year, the following year, you no longer have that 1099 because it was a one-shot deal. Do you have to reapply for enhanced STAR, or are you considered in, period, and do they just check the line on the tax return?
Right. Enhanced STAR is an annual renewable exemption because it is based on adjusted gross income. If you get knocked out 1 year, it is possible It all depends on your adjusted gross income. And that's a very easy number for people to find. You just pull out last year's tax returns. You look at the first page. At the bottom of the first page is line 37. That's your adjusted gross income. You're also allowed to deduct any taxable IRA distributions, and that's on line 15B on the first page. So it's really just those two lines. So if you do get knocked out 1 year, you will be knocked down from enhanced STAR to basic STAR. But if you're in the exemption program, you're still in it. So the following year, if you qualify, you can go back to Nassau County and apply for enhanced STAR, just like you always did, with your adjusted gross income showing that it's under the allowable amount.
But basically, do you get notified that they've knocked you out of enhanced STAR?
Yes.
Like, I know that I'm going to be out of enhanced STAR, but then I have to wait, I guess, till I get some notification?
If you're going to be taken out of enhanced STAR and knocked down to basic STAR, the county should notify you. You will get notified. I'm sorry?
Is it possible it just slips through or no?
Well, I mean, even if you don't get, or if they send you a letter, you don't get it, gets lost in the mail, something happens, in the end, you're going to see on your tax bill, or if you don't get a tax bill directly from me, you can look up your tax bill on the Nassau County website, mynassauproperty.com. But in the end, you'll be able to see on your tax bill that you only have basic STAR. So, there has to be some awareness that you were knocked down 1 year, because in order to get enhanced STAR back, you do have to file an application.
Okay.
You could file it in advance,
or do you have to wait?
Well, you can file in advance as long as you file before the first day of business in January.
Right.
That'll be the cutoff for October of the coming year. Normally, people don't file until they get their tax returns. So,
in talking with Otto, your 1099 you're talking about, you got this year.
Right. I got it for 2015.
For 15.
Late. It'll arrive late. So to compound the issue, it had to be tax return had to be amended because of it after the deadline. So then you wind up with interest charges and all kinds of other junk that comes along with it. But it knocks you out of things like enhanced STAR. Right.
For the 16. Which means you have to apply now before the end of the year?
You have to apply now before the end of the year to get on October of 17.
Right.
But remember, as I said, enhanced STAR is an annual renewable exemption. There is a way to get on the New York State Income Verification Program. As long as you file a New York State tax return, you want to be in that program, and then the state actually verifies your adjusted gross income back to Nassau County. So you don't actually have to worry about the application and filing an application every year.
I actually did do that, by the way. I signed that said, you can.
Right. So we want people, when they actually register for enhanced STAR, well, they apply for enhanced STAR, to simultaneously apply for the New York State Income Verification Program, which they can do as long as they file a New York State income tax return.
I think a lot of people, when they hear enhanced STAR, and you're in my bracket, they kind of look at it as like, well, you got to really be down and out in order to apply for enhanced STAR. But the reality is most people who are in my age bracket or even closer to it, when they got pensions and Social Security and so on, it doesn't take a whole lot to be under $86,000.
You're not counting
an IRA distribution. And a lot of people really, I think, qualify and have no idea that they qualify.
Exactly.
I'm going to have to interrupt you because we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, and we'll be right back talking about Otto's taxes.